Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and this is Tough Talk Christian Radio, coming to you live from the outskirts of Houston, Texas, through the Tough Talk Radio Network. I'm super excited today, as I always am. Sunday afternoons, I get to do my show, and it just gives me the boost I need sometimes this time of the day on a Sunday to start the new week. Of course, I go to church on Sunday mornings, and that's always a great boost, but I'm probably a lot of you can relate to by the middle of the afternoon. It kind of moved on. Life gets involved with different things, and it's good to touch back and see what the Lord is doing with people across the country and around the world. I got a great show lined up today. Of course, I think that every week, but we have a young lady out of the San Antonio area who has found a way to reach children when it comes to following the Lord, meeting Jesus, becoming a lover of Christ. And in today's society, that's kind of a tough lesson to put to your children, I guess. If you're someone that hasn't had the opportunity of showing your children a way to the Lord, because maybe you're like me and I found the Lord at the age of 54. So I'm constantly trying to teach my children things, who are grown adults now, about the Lord. But even in today's society, younger children seem to have trouble with that as well. And that's why we call this show the Battle Between Good and Evil. And really, it doesn't matter what your age is. We all have that battle of just being stuck between good and evil. And I think that with all the latest technology today, I think it's really great opportunities that we gain from that, but also some really tough things come from it as well. So we're going to be talking to Brenda here in a little bit, but as you all know, I'm going to get my housekeeping done. So if you're a first-time listener, make sure to check us out on Facebook at Tough Talk Radio Network, or just hit me up on Tony Gambone as well on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're everywhere where you can Google us, so we hope that you will connect with us. If you're someone that wants to be a guest on the show, if you want to share what the Lord has been doing in your world with you and with our audience, you can go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and just click on the button, register to be a guest, and you'll be able to schedule a date that's available that best meets your schedule as well. We're always looking to meet those people, and if you're someone that is looking to be on different types of radio shows, you can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and see the shows available there, and sign up to be a guest on one of them. So I want to talk about, you know, September, school started, and goodness, it's almost over already. I think we have another week, and we'll be into October. Winter time is coming, unless you live in Houston area. I think that we're going to be turning our days out of summer, but we're still in the 90s during the day, so it's kind of crazy. But I wanted to talk about a couple different things today. I was in church, and they were talking about money. And, you know, well, we know a lot of people, including ourselves, that we try to make as much money as we can, have as much money as we can, do the most with the money that we have ourselves. And so today's lesson in church was kind of cool because it talked about how we are managers of the money. It's not really our money. God gives it to us. We are able to manage it. And then when we leave this earth, well, we can't take it with us. That's what they say. And I'm surely convinced of that as well. So I wanted to just talk about how we get to manage the money that we have. So a lot of times we find people that's all they think about is the money. A lot of times there's people that are thinking that they don't have enough money. They ain't going to be able to pay their bills. There's people who have too much money in our own minds. We think that, what they do with it. But it was really good to find out for me personally that we just manage the money. It's not ours. We can't take it with us. So it allows us to look at things a little bit differently. And then they talked about creating a budget. And as I looked around the church, I seen a lot of people put their head down or shake their head. I mean, budgets are tough, right? They're great to have, but do we follow them? And if we've written one, how long ago has it been since we looked at it? It's kind of like writing your goals at the beginning of a new year. We'll write them all down, what we're going to do different. And then by June, we can't find a piece of paper that we wrote it down on or remember what it was because we never did any of it. So I think that a lot of times we have to look back at ourselves and think about how we can better ourselves. And, you know, money is a cause of a lot of things in our relationships and in our world. It seems that if you have the money, you have the power, so to say. But I have found that if you have the love for the Lord, that's where the real power comes from. Because it's thinking about what's coming later, not what's here. And being able to manage your money properly for the Lord is great because he provides us with everything, as well as food, with weather, cars. I mean, everything that we have is provided by the Lord. So how are you managing that? Let's talk about your children. How are you managing raising your children? It's kind of tough today with social media, with all the devices and phones and this and that. And, you know, you see people walking around, they're not even paying attention to their children. And it's a shame, but children are getting snatched up. They're being kidnapped. All kinds of things are taking place in our world today. So when it comes to managing things that God provided for us, whether it's money, children, life, ourselves, or anything else that's going on in your world, your health, eating, not eating, there's a lot of things. So it's a huge word I found today, management, managing. It is really good to manage your money, but it's also really good to manage your life. And if you put God first and recognize that he provided for you, then maybe it's a different outlook on managing than you might already have. So just think about that this week and have a conversation with a good friend, your spouse, or your children about managing either their money, their lives, their possessions, and let them know how they received them. I mean, they might have used your credit card to buy it at Macy's, but at the end of the day, God's the one that provided Macy's. So let's just think about that and talk to our families and our children. Maybe that's something to have a conversation with at dinner time, you know, after you get everybody to put their phones in the other room. Anyway, I'm not going to talk anymore about it. I just hope that maybe someone will take a minute to do that. So I talked about hooking up with us on social media and being a guest on the show. So what I want to do is make sure to take a short commercial break. I'm going to bring up Brenda Mize Garza, who's written more than one book. And we're going to talk about how she is making it an opportunity for you to get your children to learn more about God. So we'll be right back after this here very short break.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come. Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio, and today's show is titled The Battle Between Good and Evil, and I'm really excited about my special guest today, Brenda Mize Garza, who is from the San Antonio area right now, but as you hear her speak, you'll know that's not where she's from originally. So without wasting a lot of time, I just want to bring up Brenda and find out more. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Tony. It's my pleasure and honor to be here today.
Well, you know, I was reading a little bit of a bio of yours that was sent to me, and it says something that stood out to me. It says, as I sit here thinking of my past, some memories make me smile, others make me cry, and still others make me well aware that had it not been for God, I would not be here to enjoy this new day. I think if everyone takes a second out every day just to think about something like that there, where they've been, where they are, and the journey that got them there, it might make you smile before you start walking out of the house during the day. So tell me, it says you're from San Antonio. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Nectar, Alabama.
And so I have a cheat sheet here, Brenda, but it says that you graduated with a class of 44 students. So I'm thinking
that
it's not
correct.
Too big of an area. Yeah.
No, sir, it is not. It is a very small town. In fact, I graduated from Cleveland High School in Cleveland, Alabama, and we had to take two buses to get there.
Oh, boy. So tell me about growing up in a small community like that there. You know, were you someone that went to church every Sunday, or is that something you found later in life?
No, actually, my mom was one that always made sure we went to church. Dad didn't always go, but mom was very much involved with that. And so now I've been going to church for many years. Not that I've always or always do everything that's correct, but I've known about God and Jesus for since a little girl.
So living in Alabama, growing up in a small place like Cleveland, Alabama, what took you to Texas?
Actually, that's a long story. I don't think we have time for all of this. I came to Texas right out of high school. My mother actually sent me out here. And long story short, I ended up joining the Air Force. I met my husband here in San Antonio, and he's prior military as well. And so that's how we're back in San Antonio for retirement. Because this is his hometown.
Hmm. So you've always been serving people because I believe I read that you were a nurse in the military?
I'm a nurse anesthetist, yes, sir.
And what does that mean exactly?
That means I started out as a nurse, and then I went to anesthesia school. We're called CRNAs, and we put people to sleep or help them have their baby by putting in an epidural and take care of pediatric patients. So it's a world of anesthesia.
So I want to talk. You've written a couple books, and I looked over the books, and unfortunately, I never have enough time in my life to read all the books that are sent to me, but I do get to dip through them. And so there, I believe the latest book is The Beach House, and there was another one, Shell Cove. But what made you start writing? I mean, you were in a service in the military, and thank you for that. And then you're a nurse. And what made you start writing?
Well, I was in the military. I was in an operating room with a pediatric case. And the case was going really nicely, and I just started looking around the room, and there's all kind of Disney characters in the pediatric operating rooms. And I felt in my spirit that God said, you know, all the children know about these characters, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, but they really don't know about me or my son. And I thought then, you know, somebody ought to write a book. Well, many years later, I happened to be one of these people that God gave me the talent to write a book about him and his son in everyday life with children. So that's how I got involved in writing books.
And how long have you been doing that?
Well, I started my first book only in 2012, and The Beach House, that was the first one. And since then, I have written Shell Cove, and the third one is at the editor as we speak.
Once you start writing a book, it's hard to stop. It's just, it's even hard to explain what comes from that. So when you finish your book and you read through it, and Can you explain that feeling? I mean, it's just, to me, I thought it was really awesome that people recognized me a little bit differently than before I wrote the book. But what are some of the things that you hear about what's in your books?
A lot of people are surprised that I can write a book. You know, I grew up in Alabama, and sometimes we talk and write the same way. But I get a lot of things from actually adults that, you know, this takes them back to when they were children and things that they saw at school or whatever, and it makes them think of their life in a different perspective. The children in my books, you know, are just everyday children that run into the same things we run into. And the children come up and they just tell me they like this character, or they really think Miss Martha is really a neat lady. She's the librarian in the book. And so I get a lot of compliments on the books about the characters and what they're going through.
Now, these are fiction Christian books, and I'm we had a little conversation before the interview, and you talk about a little bit about bullying in the first book, and I think more in the second book. And what do you, it's a hard thing to deal with, let alone if it's your own child. What led you to kind of write about these things? Is it request, or is it something that you've experienced, or what got you to put this in the book?
Well, when I start writing the books, I can tell you, God just gives me information. And, you know, and I'll start writing about a character, and the next thing I know, the character's doing this or saying that. And one of the things with the bullying, it was about how the child that was being bullied reacted to the bullying, the person that was doing the bullying. And the child just showed him the love of Christ by just handing him what he was wanting. Instead of fighting him back or cowering down, he just handed it to him and said, "Here you go," this type of thing. The same thing about when one of the characters, her favorite spot in the school, in the classroom, she always sat in the same seat every year, and this was her favorite teacher, and she wanted to be on the front row, but there's a new girl sitting in her chair. And she, you know, how she reacts, she gets all upset, but all of a sudden her personality changes and she invites the little girl to be a friend as opposed to asking her to get up out of her chair.
Now, can these books, if, they have youth groups at church and children's ministries, is this something that that could be used in these classes, or even as like a Bible study for children, to a different way to reaching them? I mean, is this something that you've thought about?
Absolutely. In fact, there's three churches here in San Antonio that have several of my books, and that's what they told me they were using them for, like Vacation Bible School. And not to take them away from the Word of God, but just to show them a different way of learning about the Word of God. You know, for people think the Bible, for some reason, is for adults only. And I know there's a bunch of wonderful books out there and children's Bibles and all that. Those are awesome. But this is just a story. You know, kids may not pick up the Bible and read it, but they'll pick up my book and read it. And through it, hopefully they'll see that the scriptures that are in there will take them back to look in the Bible and say, "Hey, this woman actually did say what God said," you know. I also found out that a Christian counseling center is using my first book with some of their youth in Christian counseling.
I would think that, today's market, we have shelters for, you know, battered women, and, you know, they have children with them. I would think that these types of books would be really good for that, because those children are going through even harder times than just maybe what's going on in school. So let me ask you, Is there a way that people can purchase these books? Do they have to go online to get them? Is it through Amazon, or do you have buy them from your website? Can you give that information?
Absolutely. They can buy them from Amazon or Barnes & Nobles. The Tweak Bookstore here in San Antonio has them. Or you can go to my website, and if you'll send me your information, I'll be glad to get books out to you.
Hmm. And is there a certain age group that these are good for, or does it come to even adults as well?
I do have a lot of adults that read my books and come to my book signing. When I started writing them, in my head I was thinking 10 years old and up, but I actually have some 6 and 8 year olds that are reading my books. So it seems to fit a large range of people just because of the information that the book has. And like I said, adults go back and read it and think of their childhood. So I think that's one of the drawings to it.
And I think that going back and thinking of a childhood as an adult in today's world is huge, because then they might understand their children a little bit more. I know for me, there's times when I think that, well, maybe I should do this because that wasn't something I experienced when I was a kid with my children, you know, my parents. And not that they did anything wrong. It's just that, you know, we learn new things all the time. I'm curious to ask, is there another book coming out?
There is. Thank you for asking. There is a third book coming out. It is at the editors, and it is called Starfish Island, The Beginning.
Hmm. What I find interesting, you know, we have churches that just focus on finding new believers. And so the books that you're writing, it doesn't sound out of line to have these types of books, because it's just another way of finding new followers of the Lord. And there's so many different things going on. I think you've captured a way to get a child to read a book that no one can give them a hard time about it. And it's almost, you know, it's fiction. So, I mean, it's not like they have to take a test. They can just drift off and see the different things. But what I really like the best is the fact of you're touching on bullying. That seems to be a really serious issue in our country, whether it's online or in school. And, you know, we had a little chat earlier. When I was in school, I never even noticed anything like that. I mean, I guess it happened, but it was not like it is in the forefront today. And so I think the more that you can get children involved in Christianity, I think the better. I mean, because if they read a book like this and they enjoyed it, it might make them want to go to a Christian camp in the summertime, or, you know, just be a part of that. And I mean, to me, that's the leading process of them going down the path. So do you go out and speak to youth groups or to churches or any groups of people?
I haven't at this time, but I am ready. If anybody would like me to show up, I'll be glad to be there. I did get an invite by a little child at my book signing, but she lives in Ohio.
Well, you know, with online presence now, there's ways that you can do those little videos and get them out there,
right,
just like doing radio shows. But let me ask you, let's talk about that a second. What would that look like? So I'm a listener, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm in the area in Texas. It wouldn't be that too far of a ride. What kind of groups would you want to go speak to?
Well, I'd love to go start with the youth. There's just so many things that the youth are being thrown at them these days. They need to be like this, or they need to be like that. And I just want to share a message that God's unconditional love is available to them, that it is not what the world says about them that matters. It's what God says about them that matters, and that He says they're beautifully and wonderfully made, and that He has wonderful plans for them. And I just want them to know the love of God. They may not know any other love, but I want them to know that the love of God is there, and it's unconditional, and it's 24/7. His line's never busy. His chat line's never busy. He's always available.
Yeah, we could. It's a hard task to get the children off of Instagram or Snapchat to get to the Bible. And I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm in my 60s, and it's hard to concentrate sometimes. So a book like this here, I think, would allow a child to drift off into the book itself and make relations to it, and then unknowingly find the Lord. I mean, so I once again, I want to praise you for the great job you're doing by doing this type of writing. I've written a couple books, but nothing that I think can help people, children like you are, and even adults, like you said. So are you still a nurse?
I do. I still work in anesthesia, but my goal is to give that up very soon, and all I'm going to do is write and speak at whoever will invite me to speak, to talk to them about God.
And how about the children in the hospitals? Have you ever gone around and dropped a book off, or have you tried any of that?
I have not. That is an excellent idea, and I will do that very soon. I thank you for that idea. I have given my books to food banks that the children and the families come in for food, and I have given them books that they can give to the children, and they tell me it's a big hit with the children, that they actually receive a book to read.
Well, you know, I was in church this morning, and they have this church I'm going to. It's very cool. It has a coffee shop. It kind of resembles a Starbucks, but it's their process is different. They donate the money to different causes, and they had a book in there that all the proceeds went to the church for donations to help others. And I've done a couple compilation books with 20 some authors in it, and I thought, wow, what a great way to give money to the church to help, and also to recognize the authors, the co-authors in the book, to others out there as well. And you know, we don't pay what they charge for the book, so it's a great way of giving back. And I was just thinking about that today, and now saying that you're in the hospital arena, what a great way. It seems that when people are in bad health, they're very easy to capture their attention. They'll try anything, basically. So that could be something really good to do, to get your book out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I just wrote that down.
Good.
On my list, to-do list.
Well, Brenda, time goes really fast here. I want to make sure that the people know that if they go to Brenda Mize, M-I-Z-E, Garza, G-A-R-Z-A.com, they can find how to purchase the books, how to connect with you, and how to connect with you on social media, Facebook, Twitter, all the different things. And I'm going to ask you, have you ever lived on the beach?
I have not lived on the beach. I have lived in Panama City only because we were stationed there in the Air Force.
Right.
But I have not lived on the beach, but I love the beach.
Well, looking at the website and looking at the books and the titles, I'm thinking, man, this, I want to be there. I mean, that really looks great.
Right.
So, yeah, that is really good. Now, when the next book comes out, will you promise to come back and come back on the show and let us help talk about that as well?
Absolutely. I would love to.
And I don't want to leave the show without mentioning two of your family that we haven't talked about, Coco Puff and Sugar Baby.
Oh, unfortunately, Coco Puff passed away. In April of this year, but that's okay. I'm okay kind of with it now. But Sugar Baby is doing great. Thank you for asking.
Well, we're dog lovers here, too, and they need recognition, too, sometimes. So, Brenda, before we go, I always ask someone on the show to leave us with something that we can think about in the next week, month, or year that might be helpful, something that you've learned or you tell people about.
Well, one of the things I'd like for people to think about is that God is available for them, whatever they're doing. They can talk to him in their car on the way to work, wherever they're at. That just talk to him. Just smile up at, look at the sky and smile up at him. And he knows that you love him. And that's what I want people to think about, is that God is there for him, and he's got all the time in the world, and he just wants to meet with them.
I love it. You don't have to pray in order to have his attention. You just got to talk. And even
exactly,
though he knows what we're
absolutely.
Going to say before we say it, it's just that's it's almost too simple. So,
right. And I think that's part of the part of why it seems to be so hard for people is it is very simple. They don't
yeah.
have to do this or that. All they got to do is, you know, smile.
Yeah, I always say that as long as we get out of our own way, anything could happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes,
you're so right.
Well, Brenda, I want to say once again, thank you so much for what you're doing and taking the time out today to bless our listeners with the opportunities for them to get. I recommend them getting both books, The Beach House and The Shell Cove. And they can go on Amazon. They can go to BrendaMizGarza.com. They can hit me up on social media. They can go to Facebook and find it posted on there as well on Tough Talk Radio Network or Tony Gambone. And I just can't thank you enough for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
All right. Folks, we're going to take another short break, come back and wrap up the show. And I just want to make sure that you just, while we're running the commercial, go to Brenda Mize Garza, BrendaMizeGarza.com, and get a book. And buy both books because you can share it with someone. While you're reading one, they can read the other. And I promise you, you're going to like the information that's there. If you have children, it's a great present. Okay, it's something that might really help them out in school and in life as well. We'll be right back after this here very short break.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
It always amazes me the amount of people that are on the internet that you could reach very easily. So if you're out there and you're having thoughts about things going on that you want to share with others, come to Tough Talk Radio Network and give us a chance to interview you, or just go on your YouTube channel and just do a video. Send it out there on social media. See what happens. You'll find out if you share what's going on in your world, well, you'll develop, one, a following, and two, a way to understand how blessed you really are. So remember, when you're going between the good and evil, that's a tough battle. Don't go it alone. Make sure to go to BrendaMizeGarza.com. Check out the books, okay? It's an opportunity for you to, well, lighten the load, I should say, or help one of your children, The Beach House or The Shell Cove. Check it out. Let us know what you think of it. And if you have an opportunity for Brenda to come and speak at your church, in your hospital, to your children's group, to a camp, hit her up, okay? This is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio. We're so thankful and blessed that we get this opportunity every week. And we once again thank Brenda for taking the time out and sharing what she's doing in her area. If you're in the San Antonio area, reach out to her. And if you need it, I'll do the introduction myself. Email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Folks, have a great week. I hope that you continue to continue the journey. I know it's uphill, but as I mentioned earlier in the show in the beginning, take a chance and sit down and think about what you've done, where you're at, how you've been blessed, and how you're going to manage the journey from here. So once again, my name is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio. I hope everyone has a blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.